Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Monday, March something. It's good to be back. I got some teeth ripped out last week, and things were just so crazy. So I took the whole week off, but I'm back. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and I'll be back right after this with just chit-chatting about the current state of affairs in this great country of ours, and I will be back.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
That's all! And a top down!
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called LESMA. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. So these cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Yes, indeed, folks. And don't forget, check out, head on over to cleverpreppers.com for all your prep talk. Learn all about all kinds of fun stuff right there at cleverpreppers.com. We have to redo our top of the hour break. It's kind of crazy. We're having some difficulty with one of our advertisers. They asked me not to play the break. So I'm skipping through our board here trying to find our little commercials for everybody that I like to play. And there's so many things on the board. So we're just going to go like this. This is the Trainwreck Radio Show. The train is heading down the tracks. We're going to get cracking here in just a minute as we get ready to do this awesome show. So kick back, enjoy this little soundbite, and I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to play a tune, and we're going to start the show. Thanks for tuning in to Patriot Nation Radio, the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Check it. There you go. This is Josh Bogard and Dirty South, Cold Dead Hands. We'll be back right after this tune, 3 minutes 10 seconds, with the Trainwreck Radio Show.
There's a rifle in my closet, made in 1893. Call it right on the barrel, it's says Winchester Company. It's been passed for generations. I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table, and it ain't never been for sale. There's people on my TV telling me what's right from wrong, but not one damn gun of mine has ever pulled a trigger on its own. From my cold, dead hands, it's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold, dead hands. Washington, D.C., ratified and voted on by folks just like you and me. It's made it through the ages, guaranteed a country free. You can bet your bottom dollar, it ain't in it here with me. From my cold, dead hands, it's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold, dead hand.
I guess that's the jam right there, folks. That's Cold Dead Hands, Josh Bogard, and Dirty South. You want to check those guys out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
And there you have it, folks. We're back. I am your host, Mark Hoffman. This is the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. This is a very rare occurrence for me, but you get me tonight and me only. Unless, of course, you want to call in tonight and chit-chat with me, your host, Mark Hoffman, on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And that number to call is 347-637-3942 to be get in on the show. We're here, we're live, and we're right now on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Now, I've been seeing some things in the news. Of course, you've seen today, ladies and gentlemen, James Comey testifying in front of Congress. Whoop-dee-doo. Another song and dance, another show, more political theater goes in this day and age with these people, political theater, putting on a show, nothing's going to happen. That's what I think. Because they can't pin any of this collusion they're talking about on Trump and the Russians and the campaign and his campaign staff and all that. They can't pin nothing on them. But they won't let it die. There's a false narrative going around that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, which is a joke. Everybody knows it's a joke that they did not collude. Now, as far as the wiretapping of Trump Tower, maybe Obama didn't do it. Maybe there's no proof. Maybe they cannot prove it. Maybe they will prove it. We shall see. But from what I understand, they've been surveilling Donald Trump for the last 30 years in some capacity, trying to figure out his secrets of how he's so successful. And so they may have been targeting this man for a long time. And that's just, you know, what I think. I think maybe he's been under surveillance longer than we think. And maybe Obama had nothing to do with it. And if you want to chime in today and chit-chat about these things, you just give me a ring, 347-637-3942. Give a brother a helping hand, because I'm not much of a blabbermouth. That's why I like to have guests. Guests help me through, and they bring you information you want to hear. But sometimes you can't always get a guest. But we do have a guest this Thursday on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. He's a recurring guest. He's working really hard. He's doing great things. He's trying really. If anybody's fighting for this country, this man is fighting for this country. His name is Charles Kaplowitz. He's fighting for the Counterman Amendment. You can find out all kinds of information on the Counterman Amendment at www.countermans.us. Really cool stuff over there at the countermans.us, as he goes around the country promoting Counterman Amendment, speaking with state representatives across this country, from Alaska to Florida, from Florida to Oregon to California to Maine, all across this country. He's been in so many places, North Dakota, South Dakota, everywhere, jet setting across this country to help push the Counterman Amendment. That's Charles Kaplowitz and the Counterman Amendment, www.countermans.us. Check it out. It's a really good thing. I believe in the Counterman. I think it is the way to save America. After talking to Charles numerous times, he's got some great updates coming up Thursday, 8 p.m., right after A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, which starts at 7. Things look like they're rolling in the right direction. I'm not having the technical difficulties that we've been having. So here I am doing a show. I want to shout out to a bunch of people tonight. I want to shout out to my friend Rob, who's running the Clever Preppers. He's trying to get the show embedded on his website, advertises for us, and I'm very happy. Thank you, Rob, for pushing the show and looking to embed the webpage and website onto your website, so that everybody can contact, connect, and listen live right from the Clever Preppers website. Good stuff happening right there, folks. That's why we advertise certain people, because they do things for us, like advertise our show and spread the word. And if you like to spread the word, you can check out my friend Gillis's show, Spread the Word. Hey, Gillis, if you're listening, why don't you call in, and we'll advertise your show. There's many shows out there, folks. You can get truth in media. You can check out the United Saints of America.us and my good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland and his show Monday through Friday, p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. One of my all-time favorites. He's a great, great man, and you can catch him on Sundays as well, doing as he is a pastor, he likes to do a church service there on his show. On Sunday, he's doing really good stuff. He's a great, great man. He's telling it like it is. He uses scripture to point things out on his Sunday broadcast, and it's really good. When I miss church, I tune into his show, so I don't miss the message of the day, because I try to get my worship in still. Something my grandmother and my father instilled in me a long time ago. My grandma Alice and my dad, they used to make sure we went to church. I remember as a kid I have the pin here at my house here. It's an attendance pin that the church used to give out. And I got 6 years in a row of perfect attendance in Sunday school. That was my dad making sure that even if we went to the cabin in upstate New York, we went to church on Sunday. Got a little note from the church saying, yes, they were at church, and we maintained perfect attendance for 6 years in a row in Sunday school. So who knows, that's pretty impressive. I don't know if I could break that record with my son, because, I don't always make it to church. Sometimes I work hard, and I want to sleep in on a Sunday. Those are the days I head on over to the United Saints of America.us. Folks, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on, but there, since Trump's been elected, 1,500 pedophiles has been arrested. I think he's in his seventh week now since inauguration. And in 7 weeks, the administration is responsible for the takedown of 1,500 pedophiles. In 8 years of Obama, they arrested only 400 in 8 years. They did not pursue this. There is an elite pedophile ring, and it's slowly, slowly unraveling. And Trey Gowdy recently, I guess it was maybe Friday, in Congress, made an impassioned plea and promised to go after these pedophile rings, no matter who's in it. And if anybody in the Congress or in the Senate or in the government is involved, it's going to get ugly. But one thing I notice is they're not like going crazy and just running roughshod over Congress and getting those that are involved in this elite pedophile ring, or the VIP pedophile ring, as my friend from Australia calls it, the VIP pedo ring. That's Fiona Barnett from Australia. She blew the whistle on a lot of this pedophile stuff a couple of years ago. She came on my show telling me about this international VIP pedophile ring. I've been reporting on this before it made headlines, as it's been going on for years. You had, what was that guy's name, Corey Feldman, and his buddy there that wound up dead. I forget his name now, Corey Haim, were passed around in the Hollywood circles as a little kid, apparently. And Hollywood is rife with pedophiles, and D.C. and our government is rife with pedophiles, and the world governments across this world are involved in this pedophile ring. It's going to unravel. And what they really want to do is they want to find large groups of that have mothers involved, and once the mothers get angry and understand that this is real, the moms of this country will stand up and fight these pedophiles, and we will win for sure. So if you're a mom and you have children, look into the elite pedophile rings and the arrests of pedophiles across this country since Trump got arrested. There are networks and groups. They're trafficking in children. They're trafficking in humans in general, but children as well. You know, it's kind of crazy. People are out there hurting children. The Bohemian Grove out in California, where a lot of these elitists go. According to my friend Fiona from Australia, when they brought her there, it was her grandfather that was, he escaped Nazi Germany and landed in Australia. And he's the one who's got his granddaughter into the sex trafficking, child pedophile trafficking. Back in the 70s, I think she said 1973, 74, and claims to have been raped on the tarmac by Richard Nixon in a plane as a child. Has some documentation that, you know, shows, I believe that Nixon's plane was there the time that she claims this happened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was there, and she kind of proved everything. All her claims, she proves. And these are really deep. And now in Australia, they have prime ministers, clergy, policemen, teachers, professors, people of all walks of life being arrested in these rings that stretch into the UK, Scotland, Germany. I mean, it's everywhere. But I'm sure you can find it at the Vatican. All over the place. It's insane what's happening in this country on many facets. One thing I'm looking here, I was just looking at a post I posted today about geoengineering. And there's a pilot that's come out. A pilot has come out and claimed that this is definitely happening, that the geoengineering and the chemtrails you see in the sky is definitely happening. Now, because it is top secret classified, et cetera, you will not be able to find anything on this yet. You might now. Now that it's been posted and it's out, you might be able to find it now in a Google search. It's called Operation Indigo Skyfold. It's a worldwide geoengineering program, and the Pentagon is running it here in America. And down here in Florida, the last 3 or 4 days in a row, we've had crisp, clear, blue skies with no chemtrails, no geoengineering, virtually none. The weather's been spectacular. Clear, crisp, blue skies. Now, there's one thing that I had said in the past is I believe that each quarter funds geoengineering for each quarter. And right now we're at the end of the first quarter. Right? Yeah, we're coming right here and I see no geoengineering. The new quarter starts, I believe, in April or whatever, and I guess, you know, quarter of the year. And I'm going to start looking now after April 1st and see if they're trailing again as they get funded. So right now they're not chemtrailing in Florida for at least the last 3 days. I've been actually paying attention just for the last 3 days. Usually I'm always looking up into the clouds or into the chemtrail clouds, the aluminum, barium, strontium, things like mercury. They're spraying that into this, and it's all in the name of national security and cooling the earth. Meanwhile, they're spraying these things into the atmosphere that's creating more intense greenhouse gases and warming up the earth even more. I think what they're trying to do, they're trying to pull the wool over the people's eyes and spray this stuff up in the sky, and they're trying to increase the temperature of the earth on purpose. I think they're doing it to prove their science, because they know that climate change and global warming is bullcrap farce, and they got caught lying about it. And so now they're going to fly around the skies gassing us, trying to increase the temperature of the planet to prove that their global warming is real. But, you know, that's a tinfoil hat theory that, you know, I throw on my tinfoil hat and I think about things. And that's possible. Like my brother, he told me a long time ago, he goes, yeah, you know, it's what the problem is they... fluoride is in the water, fluoride's in the toothpaste. You go to the dentist, they give you fluoride treatments, then they plop your ass in front of the TV and you watch TV and you get programmed that fluoride is part of the problem. And you know what? It is. Now, I don't know if that theory is, you know, it's the brainwashing drug. I don't know. You know, that I don't know. It's possible. You know, he's a little kid, you vegetate in front of the TV with a jello brain from fluoride and it just manipulates you. Who knows? Some of us came out of it and we ain't crazy. You know, we're normal, everyday people. We don a tinfoil hat from time to time, talk about theories. But I can assure you, global geoengineering is real. It is happening. If you want to get real information, my friend Dane Wigington at geoengineeringwatch.org has all the info. Go to his website, www.geoengineeringwatch.org, O-R-G, and you will not believe the information you will find there. This guy lays out all the proof. It's no joke. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Stuff there too. Great information. If you need information on stuff, you just check it out, you know. Go there and dig it. Get the info. You won't believe your eyes when you see exactly what's shaking in this country as far as the geoengineering goes. They're chemtrailing us, folks. Now, if you're going to do a search and you want to search chemtrails, don't search them as chemtrails. Because automatically chemtrails brings you to the conspiracy theory sites. But if you Google geoengineering, it brings you to the scientific sites. You know, people who've done research and dug into it and looked into it and did soil samples and saw planes flying over their house, and they collected the stuff that's coming out of these planes, and it's barium, strontium, and aluminum oxide and other chemicals. Sprayed by military planes, unmarked, completely white military planes. Next time you see a chemtrail and you have a decent pair of binoculars or something, peek up there and look at the plane if you can see it. They usually fly in pretty high so that you can't see they're unmarked. You don't see too many low-flying chemtrail planes. But if you got some good binoculars, you take a look. You'll see. You will see that they're unmarked military-grade planes flying across the sky, gassing us, gassing your children. Then, of course, you heard I had our good friend Chuck Hinman on again, and he's also a guest I try to keep in rotation because he's studying the Fukushima disaster, and Fukushima continues. So now the geoengineers from the sky, they're destroying the ocean. The ocean evaporates, and water goes up into the clouds, gets in the jet stream, and cruises over here and rains on our crops. They're ruining our crops. Not only that, nuclear waste and the geoengineering chemicals come down in those raindrops. If we didn't have acid rain before, we have it now. We have acid rain. It's coming down on our crops. It's coming down on our oceans. It's coming down on our kids when they're walking in the rain. Cancer rates are skyrocketing across the country. Alzheimer's and dementia increasing exponentially year to year, month to month. Because they're trying to kill us. Check out the Georgia Guidestones, folks, and read the stories about the Georgia Guidestones. Again, could be a conspiracy theory, but it seems legitimate to me. So Google that, the Georgia Guidestones. Which on there depicts that they want only a population on the whole globe of 500,000 people. I mean, 500 million people, and everybody else got to go. It'd be 500 million slaves and the global elitists, like former survivor David Rockefeller, who passed away, a banking elitist who's been influencing politics and religion and everything in this country and globally for decades. 101 years old, this man was. He was vital and kicking butt at 95. He just deteriorated over the last couple of years, but he was very healthy and vital into his late 90s. Banking and jet setting and talking to world leaders and all kinds of things. David Rockefeller dead at 101 years old.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Yeah, feel free to give a ring. this is a pilot that told us that blew the lid off this. Apparently, this gentleman's neighbor is friends with a global engineering pilot or something, and called Operation Indigo Skyfold. It's the most covert black operation in world history. And this is written in an article. I'm going to try to find the author because I like to give credit to the author when the credit is due. I don't see the pilot's name here, but if we find it here at the end of the article, I'll make sure that I get it. But folks, I didn't write this. This is written. I'm going to go to the bottom of the page and see if I can find it. It's a little bit of a long article, so I'm just going to kind of go through it a little bit. But I'm not going to go read the whole thing. It'll take all night. It'll take the whole rest of the hour. I don't see here the author's name listed. So I'm going to have to skip on the author's name here, I guess. Yep, looks like it. Let me go to the back to the top of the article and just touch base a little bit on what this pilot has said. And this is direct quotes from the article. And he says, this is the pilot, one of his quotes. Maybe my fellow pilots will read or hear about this and decide to come forward as well. This guy wants his counterparts to come forward and do what's right here. And here we go. Finally, a military pilot steps forward and completely blows the lid off the unlawful and exceedingly destructive global chemtrail program. There's a video that's involved here. So you can go to my website and see and look for this called Chemtrail Pilot Blows the Lid Off Geoengineering or whatever. And it comes with a video. This is a story about a courageous pilot who has broken ranks with his chemtrailing peers, and in doing so has risked the life of his family and his own life. And I'm going to read from the text for those uninitiated in the ways of atmospheric engineering. Chemtrails are but one geoengineering technique that is being systematically used by the U.S. military. The following link provides an excellent overview of the geoengineering chemtrail phenomenon, as well as exceptional photo documentation. After all, seeing is believing for most people. And there's a link here. You click on it. And no matter what the stated reasons are given to those who fly the chemtrail jets, they are always told by their superiors that this ongoing illegal atmosphere-altering program is being conducted in the interest of national security. You'll notice that national security appears crooked because the whole intention behind geoengineering is dangerously misguided as it is deceptively false. The indiscriminate, wide-area, and systematic spraying of toxic aerosols throughout the skies of the world couldn't possibly have anything to do with national security. Those that buy into such ridiculous notions have obviously been either brainwashed or bribed into believing such an absurd and nonsensical agenda. That's precisely why this unprecedented expose is so important. Never before has anyone directly involved with the piloting of chemtrail airliners ever gone public. Not only does Blue J1, which is what he goes by, is known to go by Paul, he completely blows the lid off Operation Indigo Skyfold in a single act of identifying the name of what perhaps the most destructive government program in recorded history is extremely critical. Let me find what this guy said. I got to find his quotes here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Information below was received by the cousin of an actual pilot who flies chemtrail jets and is working on the inside. The operation is known to pilots and the aviation crew as Indigo Skyfold, and the pilots are told to fly specific routes while satellites control aerosol dispersal patterns. The pilots make course corrections from time to time and perform landings and takeoffs. Pilot navigation and maintenance crews are rotated constantly and only spend about 18 months at one given base to keep pilots and their families from making too many friends and ending up with loose lips. They also rotate between day and night flights, one base from daytime flights and one for nighttime. Each base covers a 250-mile zone, and each fleet or squadron of planes covers three states or an even larger swath of ocean. They're told to simply do their jobs and shut the F up. Their superiors tell them it's a matter of national security. Without these flights, our enemy's newest technological weapons of war could easily penetrate America's airspace at will. We are dedicated and committed to keeping our allies safe from the same skyward threats, so we extend the arm of protection to those countries that support our efforts. Hostile nations are also building atmospheric shields, while at the same time trying to explore weaknesses in our ever-developing air and space-based technology. My firewall detected multiple intrusion attempts when I Googled the Indigo code as well. Zero info to be found on the internet for this operation, which is unique. I receive a rather lengthy reply from the chemtrail pilot. Here's the text from their email, December 8, 2014. First of all, I would like to say that I do not agree with my mission assignments, but what soldier ever truly does? Several of us have considered bucking the ranks and going AWOL from time to time. We are kept in the dark when it comes to getting honest answers about what we are really spraying. Should they discover that we or our families are actively inquiring about the so-called chemtrails term, then automatic and swift disciplinary action would be taken. HARP and radar are two other non-allowed research subjects. Unless our children are learning about these in base schools, we cannot educate ourselves or our children through any public education system. I would not intentionally spray my children or family with toxic aerosols. But as you must know, perhaps 80% of the pilots do not have any family or children. Indigo pilots are chosen from top ranks within the Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard. Most of the pilots are hardened to humanity and could care less killing off unwanted or leeching aspects of America and the world. I swear to you, the majority of the pilots are like machines. I call them tanker terminators. I should not be telling you this, but nearly one-third of all flights are being orchestrated from small, unnamed islands where newly constructed bases are being built at a rate of 8 per year. On these extremely remote islands, there are HARP rays of every possible design, with many arrays surrounding these individuals, surrounding these islands within the depths of the ocean itself. The Navy has developed sophisticated underwater construction technology that allows fully autonomous robots, submersibles, to travel great distances and even manufacture parts for the massive underwater arrays as they progress across the open sea floor. Every time that you see or hear about military exercises at sea, they're basically there to give support and resupply their army of underwater robotic minions. There is possibly one aquatic robot per plane and will soon be double that. You'll never be able to Google Earth or search any of this, other than an occasional error in blurring some island bases or smudged images of underwater arrays. It is impossible to locate all these advanced technological devices. They even paint fake clouds over some of our island installations to keep prying eyes away. I have been shown some of these images by civilian friends. That is the reason I know this. I completely understand your concern for human safety. And here's the kicker. We are shown videos in our training of catastrophic destruction to our homeland by very sophisticated weapons and told that these will be the consequences if we don't fly. Our efforts in building a defensive atmospheric weapon shield are the only missions of its kind in the world. We are paid more than any other pilot from our service, other than an Air Force One pilot, who make as much or more than are kept in the dark, secret world of their own protection. They tell us that secrecy is our protection and not to listen to any public rhetoric. We all know about Cyber Program Flashpoint, or FPO3, as it is known within the veteran community. This program is a self-destruct sequence that can be remotely activated from any ground, water, surface, underwater base, as well as any other air mobile unit. The signal is encrypted through 3 satellites and cannot be jammed or blocked. At any given moment, they could have only 15 seconds to make your peace with God. They tell us that FP exists to keep planes from accidentally going down in heavily populated areas. They can remotely detonate our planes over safe zones, but in the back of our minds, we're pretty sure this is a fail-safe program to keep pilots from turning over assets to any public, private, or civilian authority. Folks, chemtrails are real. This guy has come out. He's blown the whistle. We shall see. We shall see how it goes. That's pretty scary stuff. Chemtrails and geoengineering. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Check it out. You don't want to miss some of the info happening there. Really, really crazy stuff. This geoengineering is real. It's happening. They're gassing us. They've been doing it for years and years and years and years. As I can remember, as a kid, maybe they were spraying the cloud. They called it cloud seeding. They're trying to see if they can make the clouds rain, you know. Who knows if they ever got it done. But I think they did. Coupled with the HARP weather system that they have, I believe that they are able to manipulate the weather. Some people say, like Hurricane Sandy, they steered Hurricane Sandy. They can steer these hurricanes. I watched as people were telling me one of these hurricanes this year was being steered by the HARP weather system, and I didn't see it. You know, what they're telling me and what the storm was doing were two different things. So I kind of got away from talking about that, how they can control the weather like that a little bit. I believe they can. I believe they can create storms. I think they can manipulate weather systems. I don't know if they can steer the storms, but I think they can create the storms, if that makes any sense. But right now, with 20 minutes left in the show, I'm going to take myself a 3-minute and 16-second break as I play this tune by Zach Williams, Chain Breaker. Just give me 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and I'll be back with another little story about Valerie Jarrett and the possibility that she ordered the hit on Mr. LaVoy Finicum out in Oregon. Be back right after this. Chain Breaker, Zach Williams.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, lot. If you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, stay there. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel. If you believe it, you receive it. You can feel it. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got faith. If you feel alone, I'll need a way maker. If you need freedom, I'll stay there. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, I'll stay there. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Folks, that's Zach Williams, Chain Breaker. Now, this, I'm going to read from this article here from the DC Clothesline. It was posted by Tim Brown, courtesy of Freedom Outpost. And it just delves into the possibility that Valerie Jarrett had something to do with the ordering of the ambush and murder of Lavoie Finicum. Head over to my website. You can see this article for yourself. But, and they're going to name some people and stuff as in this article that contributed to the information. And as we dig further into the murder of Lavoie Finicum, in the ambush of the protesters from the Oregon Refuge, and their subsequent arrest, we are finding very disturbing information. On Thursday's Northwest Liberty News radio show, a bombshell documents Jim White and I obtained indicates that the entire operation of January 26th goes up not only to Oregon Governor Kate Brown's office, but even to the White House because of language that was used in documents by officers. We speculated along with Red Smith of ShastaLantern.com and Paul Preston of Agenda21Radio.com that the White House orchestrated the entire thing, and that when it comes to calling the shots, we don't look to Barack Obama, rather to Obama's mama, Valerie Jarrett. First, let me remind you that there are over 600 emails and texts that indicate Governor Brown was in the loop on everything that was going on in Oregon during the protest at the refuge, including some emails and texts that were directly from her. Second, due to newly released documents, we know that at least one Oregon state trooper specifically acknowledged that the, that the county to which the protesters were traveling on the day of Lavoie's murder was well-known UN free zone. The officer made the statement as though it was common knowledge. Does that mean that Harney County is not a UN free zone?
However, in those same documents, we have run across even more chilling and telling statements concerning where the command of the roadblock and the ambush came from. If you pick up the radio show at the 7-minute mark, there you will hear Red Smith detail what is in the document. In the deposition of other officer, he acknowledged that the authorization for the operation that led to the murder of Lavoie Fingham came from the highest levels of National Command Authority. National Command Authority in the United States applies to the President and the Secretary of Defense. Smith said he has only heard National Command Authority used in military terms. Keep in the back of your mind that our military has been given propaganda against such Americans as those that gathered at the Bundy Ranch in 2014, and that those that protested the unconstitutional land grab, the D.C. government, and the Bureau of Land Management. So why was there a command coming from the White House regarding a small protest in Oregon? Furthermore, who actually issued that command? It has been said that the Iranian-born Valerie Jarrett has been Obama's closest advisor, and she was the one who talked Obama out of the alleged Osama bin Laden hit, and later was the one that gave the stand-down order in Benghazi. Could she be the one who issued the order for the particular action? Jared is one that told America that after the 2012 election, the gloves would come off, and they have. This officer's deposition was not enough among the emails that came from Governor Brown's office. She also made reference to her own discussions with National Command Authority. Guess who that turned out to be? None other than Valerie Jarrett. I encourage you to listen to the show as more information was revealed that really is, like Lavoie Finicum's widow described, as shocking to the conscience, along with the fact that we reported that John Ritzheimer, who was one of the protesters that was arrested, was finally released on Thursday. The word we are getting, and this came out of the radio show, is that when these people were arrested, they had no idea what to charge them with. Friends of the D.C. government is out of control, and they are criminal. And we don't need another investigation that doesn't go anywhere like we had with the IRS, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Extortion 17, and an array of other scandals. We need justice brought on the heads of these people, and we need it now. Courtesy of the Freedom Outpost, folks, Valerie Jarrett and the up echelons of the Obama administration ordered the hit on Lavoie Finicum. Unbelievable stuff there, folks. And it's pretty crazy, you know. So anyhow, we are right here, the last few minutes of the show. I don't know, about 10, 12 minutes left to go in the show. And the train didn't wreck today. We had a nice show. I think we got through it pretty good. I'm enjoying my little chat. I don't usually do an hour. I usually can't talk for an hour. But I got a couple of good articles, and I got some great information. And it was fun to read and check out some of these great articles. Okay, and you can go over to my page, the Patriot Nation Radio Show page, group. Check it out. I got the article posted there. Things are just boiling and boiling under the surface, and the investigations continue. I think the wiretapping of Trump Tower is going nowhere, but I think what's really going to come down is who leaked all these leaks out of the up echelons of the NSA and the White House, and things that, especially General Flynn's case, a very illegal felony has been committed. They violated the Espionage Act, spying on American citizens and releasing these leaks. There's been about 10 or 15 major leaks since Trump has been elected. And a lot of these leaks will be easy to track down because they are only certain people have access to the information that's being leaked. So it's a small circle of people that they have to investigate. So they're going to get them for leaking this highly sensitive classified information to the media and other sources in order to try to bring down President Trump. Damn joke. Unbelievable what's happening in this country. But anyway, folks, I want to make sure that you know that we have a great lineup of shows here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Don't forget to tune in this Wednesday to Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then, of course, A Conservative's Perspective, 7 p.m. Thursday with James Bostic. Of course, the Patriot Nation Radio Show with me, your host, Mark Hoffman. And this week I got Charles Kaplowitz going to join us talking about the Counterman Amendment. Then Fridays, we're going to hopefully continue with Constitutional Truth with Char Sines here in the near future. She gets through some of her issues. We really miss her here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I hope she comes back soon. I miss my counterpart. I miss you, Char. Hope you're listening. I hope you will come back soon. And of course, our new show, Constitutional Millennials, with Patrick Miller as the host, 16-year-old high school student, highly aware of his natural rights in the Constitution, which is refreshing from a 16-year-old, soon to be 17. Good stuff, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. With that, I want to say there are other shows also out there, and you can check out. I'm going to find the group page right now real fast so that I get the name right. I am part of the group, Crying Out Loud, but I'm going to find it here for you, and we're going to check it out. The name of the group. Anyway, you can go to the Patriot Nation Radio Show page and check that out. Truth Stands Alone, that's another one of our pages that we like to post things to. Truth Stands Alone. Oh, man, I can't find the page right now. American Liberty Radio Alliance, head on over to that page. Give it a like. Check us out. It was put together by my friend from Overpasses. And he's always on the radio with Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio. You want to check those guys out too. Fred Schneider, he put this together. Thanks a lot, Fred. We post there. We post all the shows. You can go to that page, American Liberty Radio Alliance, and find a whole list of shows. In fact, right now, Brian Lang is on LiveTruthRadio.com. And you can check him out. He's on until 10 o'clock. So as soon as this show wraps up, you get on over to his show. Check him out, doing good stuff. California Christian Conservatives got a radio show, United Saints of America.us, and Pastor Sylvester Bland. Then we have our good friend Gillis, also known as Slider Joe. He's doing his show. Spread the word. You want to make sure you check out that show. And many others across this country, just got to seek them out, folks. Come over to the American Liberty Radio Alliance page and find some shows. Spread the word with the Wind Talker and crew. That's Gillis. You can check them out Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific. And give a call. They're at blogtalkradio.com/spread the word, 323-642-1750. Stuff happening there, folks. So if you want some alternative media, head on over to our page, American Liberty Radio Alliance. Seek us out, like the page, get the info. All right, folks. Again, I want to say thanks for everybody for tuning in. And I'm going to send this tune out to my brother. Because last time I played, I sent it out to him. It didn't finish. And it's going to come with a version of the Star Spangled Banner. This is Iced Earth. Star Spangled Banner, Declaration Day, to wrap up the show. Good night. God bless America. We'll talk to everybody Thursday, 8 p.m., right after Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, starting at 7. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, 347-637-3942. We do have a caller on the line, so after this tune, I'll pick up the caller. This is Iced Earth, Declaration Day, and the Star Spangled Banner.
And that's a wrap, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night. God bless America.